Surangama is Lengyanjing. This one is a very famous sutta too, but it's very tough, very difficult for people to develop the understanding. If you cannot follow Heart Sutta, my advice is don't try to read this one. Yeah, this one is a lot more harder than Heart Sutta. The Surangama Sutta or Lengyanjing is important because without it, the Mara will create havoc. According to Master Xuanhua, this sutta will be the first sutta to disappear during the Dharma ending age. If this sutta is around, the Mara will find it very difficult to delude the cultivators. The sutta explained clearly the danger of the 50 deviant samadhi, Wu Shi Ying Mo. So this one is very beautiful, very complete in the sutta. So the 50 deviant samadhi that can trap the cultivator if they deludedly grasp onto any of these forms. The Surangama Sutta also explain how the living being comes into existence in this world of existence. We are the four stages of manifestation originating from the source. Then these four stages of manifestation are clearly explained in the notes to be given out at the next Tuesday class. So that one I have reproduced down there. But before I go to that, I have to share a little bit about this 50 deviant samadhi, Wu Shi Ying Mo. Why are they called deviant samadhi? Because they are not sama samadhi. So these are samadhi that is based on the thought process, energy field, thought base, mainly jhanas. So if you do that, it's described very clearly in the Surangama Sutta that these are deviant samadhi, these are not right samadhi, and these are all the various type of very fantastic level of meditative experience. Even the one that experienced by Xu Yun Lao He Sang, when he was meditating in the middle of the night, that all of a sudden the mind becomes so bright, the whole room or hall like become daylight, very clear. But that is a deviant samadhi. That is not the real samadhi. Then within the Surangama Sutta, there are even more fantastic mind state than this. The ability to see this, what they call manifestation of light, obasa. So all this, when they manifest, it's like you have psychic ability. You are very different, like you are very special, very powerful and all those things. Then sometimes they can read mind, levitate and do all those things. Then sometimes all these images will come, like shots of fixed images. Then you think you are seeing past life and all those things. Then sometimes manifestation of great being, you think you have met up with Kuan Yin, you think you have met up with all the great beings. Then there are a lot of many other very fantastic things. So all these 50 deviant samadhi, they are linked to your five aggregates of form and mind. It seems every aggregate, starting from the form aggregate, there are 10 deviant samadhi manifesting. Then when you move on to the feeling aggregate, there is another 10. Then when you move on to perception aggregate, there is another 10. Then when you move on to sankhara aggregate, there is another 10. And when you move on to consciousness aggregate, there's another 10. So the Mahayana believe you have to meditate to break through all this aggregate. So when they break through the aggregate of form, they will know what the thing is. Then they will break free from the aggregate of feeling, Vedana. Then they go beyond the aggregate of perception. then they go beyond the aggregate of sankhara activity. The one that can go beyond the aggregate of sankhara activity is considered very, very special. Then the one that can go beyond the what they call consciousness. So they believe in all those things, and there is some basis for that type of cultivation. I met one, also a lay person. He is also very good. He is a doctor. He actually came to Malaysia, I think for a while only. Then one of our circle of Dharma friend, cultivator, he know the teacher of this doctor. He used to go to Taiwan. Then he invited him over. Then we had some few session with him. He's very good. He's very good. Although a lay person, a doctor, he's the blue eye boy of his teacher. His teacher also a lay person. I don't know if you all have heard of his teacher before. His teacher is more famous, Nan Huai Jing. So when he met us, then we take him for lunch and dinner. Then I used to sit beside him. Then he knew I was different. Then he asked me a few questions. So he approached it from the Mahayana aspect. So at that time, he asked me, he said, have you broken through the sanya aggregate? So I told him, I don't know what you mean by all this sanya aggregate and all this thing. Because for me, my mundane mind has collapsed. Oh, then he knew. He knew what that thing is. Then for him, he said, if you break through the form aggregate, then you can know that you are in the dream state. You can know that you are in the dream state. Yeah, I told him I know that I am dreaming when I'm in the dream state and I can pass myself. So he was very excited. He said, you have broken the aggregate of form. Then the feeling also. Then after that, when he come to perception, he asked me, I said, must have gone through already, because perception to me is I have the direct seeing already. I got no more problem with perception already. Then later on, when my mundane mind collapsed, I told him there is nothing left inside there. The mundane mind is gone. So all this 50 divine samadhi, somehow they cannot trap me and cannot get me involved, because my past cultivation was very straight. And that's why I knew all this. You shouldn't be involved, or you shouldn't touch them. Yeah, these are deviant samadhi, very powerful mind state. So when you have developed the understanding that only wisdom free, you will not touch them. They are like the Theravada tradition that describe the 10, what they call defilement of insight. Instead of using the word deviant, they say defilement of insight. Actually, you have progressed. These are insight knowledges, very beautiful. But it's a defilement where you attach to it, you cling onto it, and you get excited over it. So this 50 divine samadhi, a lot of Mahayana that went into jhana, they get caught. That's why they are very like keen on developing the Si Chan Ba Ding. Si Chan is the four form jhana. Then Ba Ding is the eight jhana attainment and all those things. So the four form jhana and the four formless jhana. Yeah, this one manifests a lot of psychic ability. Very fantastic meditative experiences. So without the Surangama Sutta, all this teaching will be gone. Then the Mara will have a field day, they will take over. And nobody know that all these are deviant samadhi. So a lot of people will be excited by the fantastic meditative experience and mind state. And all those 50 deviant samadhi mind state, you go through the Surangama Sutta, I tell you, if you are not the real cultivator, you can be attracted to it. Because the way it happened is so fantastic. To you, you can never believe that this type of meditative experience is the deviant samadhi, because very few people can do it. And after they can do it, they experience it, it's like, wow, this is really fantastic. It's like they have become very special. But it's not all this fantastic meditative experience that free your mind. Do you understand? The one that free your mind is wisdom. Without wisdom, even you can levitate, fly into the air, read people's mind, go into the ground and come out. So what? Bury you for 7 days, 49 days, and you can still survive. So what? Do you have the embodiment of the Noble Eightfold Path? Can you be at peace and heedful throughout the day? Are you free of suffering? That is more useful. Yeah. So wisdom is the only thing that frees the mind, nothing else.